Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Brighton at the British coastline to explore all the hidden culinary gems that the city has to offer, from the finest coastal fish to the latest in plant-based dining. Our guide is Monocle's Naomi Potter.
Since the reign of the Georgian kings in the UK, Brighton has been a seaside haven for busy city dwellers. The coastal air was prescribed by 16th century doctors to cure all manners of ills, as was drinking from the local seawater, which was seen to be mineral rich and purifying. Fortunately, in the 21st century, it's no longer in vogue to consume salty seawater. This has by no means, however, left Brighton without an array of noteworthy nourishment in the present day. Today, Brighton is brimming with vibrancy and style. This is unmistakable from the moment you touch down in the city, and it follows you all the way to the dining table. Marwood is a prime example of this vibrant culture. The place seems somewhat modest from the outside, with an old-fashioned, unassuming exterior, which is well and truly tucked in the corner of an otherwise ordinary shopping street. Inside, however, the place is alive with character and vibrancy. The walls are adorned with 1980s memorabilia and outlandish, bold decoration. What is more, the establishment is ideal for both early birds and night owls, doubling up as a breakfast brunch spot and a lively late-night bar. In the early hours, stop by for smashing sandwiches and award-winning coffee. Their menu includes delicious vegan focaccia with a generous serving of beetroot chutney and hummus. If brunch calls for sweeter offerings, the cafe also does a vast array of stunning homemade cakes and biscuits. If you're planning an evening out with friends, then head on down Tuesday to Saturday for the late night drinks from Marwood's menu of quirky cocktails and premium beers. On Fridays, the bar hosts local DJs, making it the perfect location for collecting together a group before or after TGIF celebrations. Those looking to Brighton as a form of escape from their busy urban lives will be glad to hear that it's not only the stunning seaside which brings you closer to nature. The city's food culture is thriving with sustainable and locally oriented restaurants and cafes. Among them is Kindling, a newbie to the Brighton food scene opening its doors this year. The restaurant uses primarily plant-based recipes but caters to an omnivore's diet. It ensures it creates big flavours with small, locally oriented carbon footprint. Or, if you're looking for a more casual lunch spot after a morning shopping trip in the second-hand and bric-a-brac stores, pop in to nearby Purezza. This plant-based cafe serves Italian classics sans cow. Experts in vegan cooking and catering to a wide range of dietary needs, this eco-friendly establishment is well worth giving a go. Come evening time, you might be inclined to visit the city's many spots for fine wine and excellent dining. If this is the case, I have some surefire tips for you. Wild Floor, set up by the friendly culinary trio, James, Faye and Rob, takes pride in its extensive sherry selection and traditional à la carte menu. Enjoy their exceptional fish dishes in this warm, welcoming restaurant. Their fillet of mackerel with watercress and beetroot is one not to miss. If small plates and wine is more to your taste, then head down to Plateau on Bartholomew's. This cosy yet contemporary wine bar takes pride in its wide selection of natural wines and offers enough food on their small plates menu to keep you fully satisfied. The establishment provides locally sourced meat and fish, as well as vegetarian dishes from local biofarms. Pair the signature bavette steak and gremolata potatoes with one of their organic Cabernet Franc. And if at the end of your visit in Brighton you just can't get enough, Plateau provides well-designed takeaway boxes for you to cart your favourite bottles away in. So, there's no shortage of great culinary experiences in Brighton. The city is overflowing with a wide variety of enthusiastic, unique establishments, all of which are guaranteed to put the cherry on top of your stay here, no matter your taste or preferences. For Monocle, I'm Naomi Potter.
This has been episode number 161 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Naomi for the tour in Brighton. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.